Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for Search Data Management, welcoming you to the Talking Data Podcast for the week of February 3rd. With me today is Ed Burns, News and Site Editor for Search Business Analytics. Ed has been doing a lot of research on data science of late, and he's here to speak with us today about a survey the folks at O'Reilly did around data trends today, but most especially data science and salaries. So who isn't interested in salaries? I know there's hot tools involved, too. One of the languages we're hearing a lot about is R. That's what they call it outside of Boston, R. And, Ed, tell me, what does O'Reilly's new survey tell us?
Well, it's a pretty interesting story. It told us a lot of things, I think. Basically, they interviewed a few people from the conferences that they put on, mainly the Strata Hadoop World conferences, the last two. And they asked the attendees about the different tools that they use in the course of their job. And so that was sort of a broad term they used to describe programming languages, applications, hardware, all sorts of stuff. So not surprisingly, SQL came out far ahead of everything else, with 71% of respondents saying that they use that. R was the next closest tool used with just 43%. So we're still seeing a lot of use of SQL, which is probably not too surprising to too many people. One of the more interesting things that they did find, I think, is that respondents seemed to fall into one of two camps when it came to the tools that they use. They were either open source tool users, and so that would be anything like R, Python, Hadoop, or they were commercial tool users. So that would be Tableau, Oracle, Business Objects. And what they found was that the respondents who are mainly open source tool users tend to use more tools, and consequently, they tend to have higher salaries than people using the commercial tools. And I thought that was interesting. It notes in the report that this probably reflects the shortage that we have right now of data scientists who are familiar with some of these more high-powered open source tools, particularly Hadoop. And so due to the fact that there are just so few people who have experience in that realm, they're commanding pretty good salaries. And so I think that that's a pretty strong lesson to any of the data scientists out there listening right now, is that, you know, if you're looking to climb the ladder in your career, it might be worth investing some time and energy in learning some of these new open source, more high-powered analytical tools that are coming out there.
Yeah, Ed, I know at the Search Data Management we've been seeing that the Hadoop is a whole set of skills, and it's not too easy to find. It's really, and even in terms of machine administration, there's not too many people who know how to configure Hadoop servers. So skills could be a gating factor in some of our big data doings. But hey, thanks, Ed, and to our audience. This is Jack Vaughn for Search Data Management. Thanking you for downloading or streaming along with us today. I've been talking with Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics, and for both of us, thanks.